It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
No, I don't.
It's the Aristocrats. It's a Thursday.
We fucking flying.
Wow. It's pretty fast.
I'm Derek with me as always, Matthew.
Two Rudes with Attitudes.
And Steven.
Yo.
Kevin. I gave him today off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't make it Sunday.
We got
somebody's boobs
filling in.
We got China.
We never acknowledged her at all.
Yeah, there she is.
She was behind me.
Gosh, she's been standing for a long time.
Yeah,
Joni, how you doing back there? I heard you could do actually a really good imitation of her.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
It's only funny when Kevin's here.
It's not only funny when Kevin's here, and people demand your imitations.
No, I don't think they do.
I'm
gonna make them wait.
Now, is there any fries in the bottom of that bag?
Highly unlikely. You can check, though.
He just put a straw in there and sucked up all
this
the fries.
This is from Sunday.
Ew. Yeah, it's been sitting there for a while. Ooh.
I had Sonic today.
How many times have you had Sonic?
Probably about five.
Probably. It's really bad.
You know what? It was good, but man, it makes me feel like shit afterwards.
I had it that one time,
mm-hmm.
and I was totally unimpressed.
Really?
I have not. I would maybe, if I'm picking up Wendy's, I might be like, oh, if I want to wait another half hour, I'll go over there and I'll get mozzarella sticks.
There's like no waiting.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess everybody realizes this place fucking sucks. It's going to go down in flames.
Think so?
Yeah.
Sonic is?
I think so.
Why?
I think that this first like month or two, it's going to be like, you know, everybody's going to find out that it's not that good.
I think it's all right. It's aight.
So you don't really like it?
No. It wasn't that good.
Have you had a burger from it?
Yeah. Huh. I want to try a chicken sandwich, and then that'll be like...
the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. Because the hot dog was horrendous.
Yeah, the hot dog
was... I'm going to go on...
Everyone has said that.
All right, real quick.
Awful.
All right, so their hot dogs are awful.
Awful.
Now, when I barbecue, how good are my dogs?
Amazing.
Thank you.
Probably next to G&G.
Really?
The best hot dogs.
That's how good I cook them?
The best.
Why?
The best
what do you
damn
do?
Hot dogs.
Well, just put them on the grill.
I can't help the brand. The brand's good.
Brand is
good. But the way I cook them.
Even the regular dogs, though, that you do are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the
What's
big,
so special?
The big, thick.
Just what I do, brother.
Nathan's Dinner Franks.
I cook
those big fucking quarter pound diggities.
Oh, my God.
They're thick.
I even
and
cook
phallic.
Them. I cook them perfectly.
Yeah, he does. He rolls them right or whatever, and then they're perfectly cooked.
Steve, you're so proud of yourself.
He should be.
Because it's the only thing I can cook.
Burgers and dogs. He makes me a burger, too.
Yeah.
I've had
Except
burgers.
One year. Last year, Always Right Jones brought over Bubba Burgers.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Bubba Burgers. What are the ones that you're like,
yeah,
they bleed burgers. Or they bleed up the top, and that's when you know to flip them?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Some kind of gimmick with them.
When there are burgers called Bubba Burgers.
No, I understand that. But like, there's a certain style. Yeah. Like the bleed out of the holes out of the top of the burger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's like the sign to flip.
I think that's them.
And that's what it says even on the directions. But that's not what happens in the middle of that burger.
What happens? It leaks out?
I ended up serving up almost basically damn near raw fucking burgers one day.
Wow.
So for some reason, I can't master the Bubba Burgers.
I don't know.
But the regular burgers, I fucking... slaughter them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm ready for a barbecue.
Almost.
Yeah, getting there. It was a little warm yesterday. I mean,
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday. Yeah, it was. I went to the show. No, it was Friday. I went to the show Friday with a sleeveless shirt. Wow. No jacket. I threw my jacket in the car. My wife was meeting me later at the show. So I knew I'd have to have a jacket then, but I went to the show with a sleeveless shirt. You know, flexing off my fucking biceps, my triceps.
Where's the weight room? But, I'll find it.
And then when this is gross. This is a fucking, I should have brought this up on fucking Sunday.
Should have.
We get to the show. It's in Union. Mm-hmm. And there's about, I don't know, 6 or 7 kids in the neighborhood all dancing around this fucking roadkill.
What? What?
Yeah. They're dancing around
roadkill. Trying to bring it back to life?
They were just screaming and acting like, oh my God, it's so gross. Look at it. And like they're running around it.
Touch it. No, you touch it.
And then one of the kids grabs its intestine.
What?
And like stretches it straight, like the length of the fucking dead possum's body. And then leaves it there like
that.
Get the fuck out of here. No, swear to God. And I was walking by going, that's some good eatings.
Ew! Fucking animals.
Yep. It was like, ew. They stretched it straight. They touched it with their fucking fingers.
Fucking ew.
Dead possum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope that person died.
Well, I got a mirror up here on the wall, and China's looking at me through the mirror. That's all I can see is her little creepy face.
Now, how many times have you dry humped that motherfucker?
A couple. That's why I was bent in half.
Yeah. Yeah. China's big, nasty tits.
Yes. So gross.
You're wrong.
Love it.
You are, guys. You got it wrong.
Yeah, right. Anyway. God, that grossed me out.
Yeah, I was. Dude.
Isn't that like A number one, don't touch roadkill?
Yeah, no, you don't.
How many
that.
Diseases do those things have?
Every one there is in the book.
Yeah.
Yes, they have every disease.
They have
known.
SARS, West Nile, and AIDS.
AIDS.
Out of the box.
AIDS possums. Mm-hmm.
Super AIDS.
And then they have like maggots and God knows what eating them.
Yeah. Well, it looked like a fresh kill that had been run over 6 or 7 times, but it looked like it was fresh.
Yeah. Pretty
nasty. There was probably still a body temp.
Pretty nasty.
And they were touching and straightened its intestines out.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah. Now, like, I grew up in, like, a crick neighborhood, and I don't
what?
Even think. A crick neighborhood.
Yeah. I take offense to that. Go ahead.
Why?
Because I was a cricker.
I kind of was. We had a crick by us.
Yeah. You weren't a cricker.
I was a drier cricker than you.
A reformed cricker.
Yeah.
Where I grew up, we were crickers.
You were like a sewage planner.
Fuck you.
But no, you were.
Yeah. Fuck you both.
I live by a small crick. You live by a fucking sewage treatment.
Do you know why we were called crickers?
Why?
There's actually a story behind it.
Oh, there is?
People from my town called it cricks, mm-hmm. and the normal person called it a creek.
Yeah.
So.
I just called it a crick.
You did, because you knew the term.
Yeah.
That was reference. Used on that side of town.
Well, you lived right by a creek.
But
road.
Creek road.
Crick road.
Crick road.
And there was a crick.
Mm-hmm. That ran right on.
It was small.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
Yeah.
They all are. Yeah.
I live by a creek, too. There's a lot of creeks around there.
Yeah, there is.
Because the land isn't really that, like...
It's all swamplands. Yeah, but we called it cricks.
And there was that nasty one where there was always, like, shopping carts and rusted car
in
parts.
Yeah,
in it.
And there wasn't a fucking local supermarket near it.
No.
But, yeah, somehow there was, like, a fucking ShopRite shopping cart in the fucking crick.
From fucking 18 miles away. Now, Steve number one was a goddamn, he was a cricker.
Well, he had a creek right off the side of his house.
Yeah. I mean, they called it a pond. But
well,
it
he called it
no,
a...
No, there's a creek there, too.
It was actually a creek
and a pond?
Well, I think the creek ran into the pond.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, that was his, like, bathing hole.
Bathing hole?
Well, according to him, he had no fucking water. System. He had no running water, according to him, but he had his fucking technodrome.
Yeah.
And a turtle blimp.
You got
a technodrome and a turtle blimp for Christmas, but he had no water, he says.
No.
I'm still jealous of that turtle blimp.
Should be.
Because
I had the turtle blimp, too.
No, but his dad...
Pinned it up, right?
Yeah. He
get a fucking chair.
Suspended it from the ceiling with fishing line.
Tack it to the ceiling, Matt. What's the big deal?
It was just so cool, because it looks like it's just floating there. It's awesome.
It was. By string.
Yeah. Fishing line.
Sure.
Very hard to see.
Yeah. Our former aristocrat, Pat, did that with his toys.
Yeah.
I used to obviously tie them to the fucking ceiling fans and shit.
Yeah. He had Batman and Spider-Man doing all kinds of weird things and poses all over his room.
I used to set up all my Army Men and my Thundercats and my Turtles and all that shit. And then I'd like pterodactyl, like dinosaur pterodactyl toys. And so they'd be spinning in my fan like, and I'd be like playing. Oh, it was awesome.
And one time I went to Pat's house.
It was awesome.
He was taking all his stuff down.
Like he was just playing with it.
No, like he was cleaning out his room and he was taking everything down and he was like throwing it away, all his toys.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, throwing it away. I was like, why? He goes, because I'm a fucking adult now.
And?
I was like, all right.
What, since when did that change?
And he was like, well, I was playing with him while I was throwing him out. And then like a week later, he was just like, I wish I didn't throw him out.
Unreal.
I wish he still had him.
Text him to call up.
He's not going to call up. The fucking miserable bastard now.
I miss him.
Mm.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
It's not the same though.
Mm. I ran into his wifey the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A Target.
Target.
So we had a quick chat. And told her to say hi to Pat.
Quick chat. Say hi to Pat.
Stay right there.
How's the kids? They're right. I don't care. What?
You are terrible.
That was you. It was me doing you.
Oh, that's hard. That's even worse then.
I know.
Wasn't even damn near the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got a lot of predictions.
What's
do
that?
Do it.
Matt's gonna drop dead in his 30s.
Okay.
And his bones, like his femur, is just gonna snap just from the fucking soda fucking acidic intake.
Okay.
I think you're gonna say from the weight.
That too. But his bones are gonna become brittle as shit in his 30s. And then he's gonna have a big.
I got some pretty fucking strong bones, by the way.
Strong and big boners? Ones
too.
Mm-hmm.
And a big boner. That's my prediction.
You got one for me? What am I going to do?
Yeah, I don't got nothing yet. When it comes to me, I'll let you know.
Dead on the bowl.
Shit my intestines.
Dysentery.
Out. Yes.
Derek dies of dysentery.
Sure. Yeah. I predict soon, one upcoming summer, you're going to get the gall to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Okay. The gall.
And you're going to be walking around with your entrails hanging out your shorts.
Oh, my God. And then some little kid is going to come and stretch him out next to you.
Entrails. Or a little dog's going to come up and bite him. And it's going to be like a bad Coppertone ad. Or just me like, oh, there's a dog biting my entrails.
Yes. And you're not even realizing it. You're just looking at the ocean.
Dog's playing with my fucking colon.
Entrails. That's my prediction for you, Derry.
Like,
it's pretty nasty.
Like, I get out of the ocean. What is that? Seaweed? Oh, no, it's my colon.
Oh, my God. Can I shove it back in?
How does this work?
Do I have to go to the hospital?
How embarrassing. That's just like walking. That's a long walk, too, from the beach to the car. I'm trying not to get sand.
That's the worst part of it. Even with like Wildwood's even worse than around here.
Yeah. That's a long walk.
Like the only beach that's worth that walk is the nude beach around here.
Okay.
It's the only beach that's worth it. And I've been there about 6 or 7 times.
It's not worth it because it's all full of old
No,
people.
See, that's the... Listen, I've lucked out. I've literally went maybe probably 5 times to the nude beach. And
you get naked yourself?
I did not. Okay. There's a sign that says no nude bathers beyond this point, and I camped that right there.
You camped that at the sign with
and
your
then
binoculars.
Then I would jump into water, and then tide would naturally, the natural tide would just float me
You're
towards the nudies.
Like, whoops! Mm.
So like you stood like at like a fence where you were on the clothed side, and then you just had your penis sticking
was,
through to the nude side.
Yes, I was on the cusp. They would say. But I lucked out, man. There must have been some weird like Russian exchange student party going on over there.
What?
It was all young, foreign, like Russian sounding chicks.
All hot.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
There was one woman there though, was probably about she couldn't have been any taller than 5'1", but like 500 pounds.
Whoa.
But 100 pounds easily in each tit. Dude, seriously? Like her actual areola was probably the size of my face. And her nipple was the size of my mouth. Like I can't open my mouth big enough to fit it in. But I remember the wave hitting her tits, and it just was like, oh, man, they clapped together, and it broke the wave.
Those are some breakers.
And I remember I remember just floating around looking at them.
It's dead.
Yeah. I'm not even lying. Like, legit.
She was...
Okay, so that makes her only 300 pounds.
I remember getting out of the water after a little while, and I brushed shoulders with someone we went to high school with, and they didn't even notice me. And they were butt naked.
Really?
Butt booty naked.
Yeah,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Guy or gal?
A guy. Very awkward.
Oh.
It's a lot different than gym class, let me tell you.
Yeah.
When you're in your mid-20s, you got a pop belly.
Can you give us initials?
Oh, off the air. Because their initials are so obscure, you just know who it is. And so will everybody listening.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Never mind.
What?
Nothing. But I remember walking around. We were leaving the new beach, and this one girl tells her friend how burnt her puss is.
Ah.
Puss.
And like I just heard the conversation. I looked down, and it's just wide open. Just like you could have dove in.
Nice.
You could have dove in,
check
got some
out.
Shade.
Yeah. I'm not lying. Look.
And then there was a guy that showed up, got butt booty naked, but then put up a tent and laid in the shade naked.
Just because he could.
Just because he can get naked. He was definitely something like, he was definitely a predator. No doubt in my mind. Yeah. And he was walking around with like a half a rod flopping. And then some other guy's like,
half a rod.
Yeah. Like some other guy's like, get in the water, you pervert. They're so weird.
Damn.
And then we were talking to lifeguards and they were like, dude, you don't even realize how much sex goes on around here. Like they got to stop it.
Do they get the old like Benny Hill tents? Like the changing tents?
Hmm.
Remember those?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, what, they have like the three sides or something?
It's like a triangle? Full tent. A little
full tent.
Little mini circus tent or something. That's what I want to be.
This guy set up some kind of contraption. Fat tent. Clothes and everything. It's weird. Like an old military tent or something. Just weird. Fucking weird. But yeah, there was a lot of, like an extraordinarily amount. Whatever.
Extraordinarily large amount of.
Of. An abundance of hot chicks the day I went. Youngs. There wasn't a lot of old.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've gone, I've lucked out.
That's cool.
Good.
Yeah, I usually hear the other way around. It's usually a lot of old people.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. That's all I ever heard.
La plage nudista.
But yeah, the Wildwood Beach is ridiculous. Like, you literally got to, like, get the tram car and then fucking.
Watch the tram car, please.
Yeah, you got to get the tram car and steal it and then drive it to the water.
The farther south you go, the closer the water is to the...
No, it's the opposite.
No.
It is 100% the opposite.
No, the more you go towards the boardwalk, the farther it is to the ocean. And the farther south you are, the closer the ocean is.
In Wildwood? Are you saying? Or are you saying in Jersey?
So if you're in Wildwood Crest... And you're in like Diamond Beach area, which is like as far down as you can go before going into Cape May. The water is the closest.
No, I've never been there, so I don't know.
I'm just trying to picture what you're saying. When you go to Wildwood,
yes,
and you're on the boardwalk.
The boardwalk is far away.
Really far?
Yeah, but if you go down south Wildwood, like towards Cape May, as far as you can go, the beaches are smaller. And the ocean's closer.
More narrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also more expensive, too, farther you go down there.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Because who wants to pay to walk fucking half mile out to the water?
Like all those like cheesy hotels, like the Galleon and the fucking, you know, Spanish Inquisition or whatever the hell, all those dumb like theme hotels. Those are all like a mile from the beach.
I used to go down to Wildwood twice a year, every year, for like 5 years straight.
Yankee Clipper?
Obviously doesn't sound like a lot. I mean, sure, people do more than that. But for the car shows.
Yeah.
And one day in particular, I walked all the way out to the water, which was like, seriously, I was fat, so it was hard to do.
Yeah.
And then I used to experiment back in the day with a little bit of the green, if we can understand what that is. Yeah.
Counting bills.
It got ripped up, me and my friend, and we walked all the way back to the boardwalk playing Army.
Army.
I've heard the story.
Yeah. We were running around and we were shooting like imaginary, like we were in G.I. Joe. And like, we were shooting the enemy, like Cobra Commander.
It's like storming the shores.
Yeah, we were storming of Wildy.
It was D-Day.
Mm. Yeah. And we were like diving in the sand and doing fucking flips and like we were like fucking two commandos.
Yeah.
And like I was hiding behind posts from the pier. And we were wrecked out of our minds doing this. It was fucking awesome. And we were hiding behind the fucking big fucking wooden things.
Big wood.
And then we'd pop out and be like, bap, bap, bap. And then we'd throw grenades and fucking, it was awesome.
So you were basically children.
We were basically cosplaying.
Minus the cos.
What is it? LARPing?
LARPing.
Okay, we were basically LARPing, military style. And then we looked and the entire boardwalk had stopped. Like, dude, at least 200 people were just watching us.
Just charge
act
tickets.
Like fucking weird fools.
And we're like, oh yeah, if you're going to watch, you got to pay, all right?
Yeah. You should have just like bowed at the end, and like,
once we realized that like there was a lot of people watching what we were doing, we got we turned fucking redder than goose shit.
Redder than Derek Goose shit.
Better than Derek's shit.
And then since it was a car show, the during the day people would just burn out on the streets with their fucking cars like they were badasses.
Yeah.
And my friend literally stuck his face in the wheel well of a Mustang that was burning out. And he's like, whoa. And it's like, whoa. We had to pull him back. It was crazy. Mm. Yeah.
Because his face would have gotten peeled off.
And then at night, there was some chick driving around the back of the bed of a truck, just flashing the crowds of people watching.
Yeah.
I literally knocked over anyone I could to keep following the truck. Just to stare at them teeth.
I knocked over anyone I could.
Yeah, there was definitely older people, kids.
It's like there was a fire, and you were like, out of my way.
Yeah, she was just like, kept whipping them out like every like 50 feet. So I'd be like, dude, look at them tits. Yeah, I was knocking people over to keep up with the truck.
The big old totems.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I also got ringworm from that car.
Ew.
Shots. Yeah. Yeah.
My God, these things are disgusting.
In high school, you can get ringworm with the mats and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm driving.
Or the turlets.
I'm driving in the passenger seat of my friend's Camaro. We got the T-tops off. And his Grand National in front of us decides to burn out for the fans on the side of the streets, like, watching, like, come on, burn out. And, like, literally, like, we didn't know they were about to do that, and we were at a light. So we were, like, you would normally be behind someone at a light, like, the distance. And everyone starts telling us to back up. They're like, oh, back up. You're going to want to back up. My friend's like, what the fuck are you talking about, back up? All of a sudden, his Grand National starts burning out, and the rubber from the tire coats his fucking hood.
Nice.
And lands on my arm and, like, burns into my forearm. And I ended up getting ringworm from that motherfucker.
Ringworm from a piece of tire?
Yeah.
Wow.
They, like, burning, like, got an infection.
Hmm.
Should have sued that motherfucker.
Well, you shouldn't have been rubbing it on toilet seats afterward.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it didn't help.
The only thing cold is this porcelain toilet seat. Just going to rub it on there.
It didn't help.
Wildwood is, it's kind of...
Eh. Never been there.
It's, I mean, the boardwalk used to be really fun as a kid, but now it's just, I don't know.
They got arcades?
They don't have, like, games, though. They just, it's all, like, ticket games or stuff like that. You know,
they got arcades?
They have arcades, but there's no games. There's just, like either the grabbing things, the claws, or, like.
And Matt, why would you want to drive all the way to exit 2 for video games?
So, basically, what you're saying is all the stuff that killed the arcades back in the day. Crane games and
I think there's like a rogue Pac-Man like floating around, but it's all like, you know,
it's like
poker
and they used to be able to smoke in there back in the day, so it's all fucking corroded screens.
Everything's yellow.
Where the game has been edited, and instead of like Pac-Man collecting treats every stage, he collects like different types of cars. Grand National just be floating around on the screen.
Yeah. Impentego.
It burns out and rubber burns Pac-Man. Then he gets ringworm.
Yeah, and dies.
It dies, yeah. Oh, wow. Well.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Wildwood is interesting.
I mean, it definitely fell apart.
Yeah. Well, the last time I was there is when the Vuvuzela was
Vuvuzela.
Big. Vuvuzela.
Mm-hmm.
My Mumbuzela. And they sold them in the boardwalk, and everybody had them. So, everywhere you went, you just...
So really sound like farting.
Yeah, it didn't help that they used them on the Jersey Shore.
Yep.
So everybody had them, and it was
big mistake.
Like at the beach, you're like on the beach, and
I'm just being annoyed.
There's just kids blowing into these godforsaken horns.
Yeah. The last time I went was like literally days after 9/11.
Was the last time you went?
Yeah. Been a spell.
How many times did you go there?
Me?
Yeah.
Like twice a year for about 5 years.
Wow.
Prior to that,
okay,
maybe 4 years.
Lost Boys says the aquarium with the kitty shark pool. Do you remember that? You used to go to the aquarium, right?
Yeah, we used to make fun of that.
Yeah,
not make fun of it. We had a whole gimmick we used to do with it.
Yeah,
when you'd walk by and they'd been
you can see a live shark.
Yes, you can touch a live pterodactyl.
Yeah, Clutch like lives at Wildwood.
Really?
Oh yeah,
he's got crazy boners all the time.
Yeah,
wild boners.
Is there a nude beach in Wildwood?
No,
I don't think so.
No, just in Clutch's backyard.
Hey guys.
Hey, I got you a beer.
He's naked.
Do they have a stand that serves McRibs year round?
Dude, we
if they did, he wouldn't leave.
Well, first
he
off,
should open one.
My friend Mike destroyed Wildwood one year. he
all
like,
of it.
Yeah, he like hotwired. He hotwired a fucking bobcat and was.
Yeah.
He was crashing it into fuck. They had just built a foundation for like a motel, and he just smashed all the foundation down.
What?
Yes. He was just driving the bobcat, crashed. Yeah, he was insane.
Wow.
Anything he can destroy with fucking big equipment, he was into.
Oh, see you, Lost Boys.
Bye. I remember one year too. Like he, dude, this is bad. But we were young though, like 16, 17 maybe. We were like peeping Tom and trying to get some titties. In Wildwood?
Get some titties.
Yeah.
In your eyes.
Yeah, but we got busted by a dude.
What?
Yeah, we thought a chick was about to come in the bathroom and wash her titties and check for like breast cancer or something.
Because they do that.
Just trying to make funny
She's doing
jokes.
It.
And no, but we were like, oh, here comes the light came out of the bathroom. And like, we're like watching real quick. And then it was some dude, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? Dude.
Wait, where was this? What bathroom? Like on the boardwalk?
No. It was like we were staying in a motel for the day, you know, for the 2 days.
So where were you? I don't understand.
I think we actually rented out a house, and they were in the motels. So we were young, horny, perverted fucking teenagers.
Yeah,
so
you got that right.
Go peep at Tom and see some titties. And,
but what were you doing? Like standing
walking through the alleys of the fucking motels and shit at night. We're talking like 11 midnight.
Yeah.
You know, or in between that hour.
Checking for breast cancer.
Yeah.
Well, and, I'm here at Wildwood. It's 3 in the morning. Might as well check for breast cancer.
And the one we got busted at, like, was only like a fucking driveway away from the house we were staying in. So I took off fast enough to where I could just, I was just like sitting on the porch, like, You know, and the guy comes out of his house and is like shorts and he's looking around. And Mike and my other friend just fucking took off in different directions, and I didn't know where the fuck they went for a while. And all of a sudden, like a half hour later, they come walking up a different way.
Mm. Ah, to be young,
yeah,
young, dumb, and full of cum.
Yeah. And then one, then one time we, they had a parade with the cars, and you know 9 o'clock at night, so everyone could show off their hot rods and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all over, all said and done, and like they had. You know, horses in the street, not actual horses, but you know what I'm talking about, like for like directing traffic.
Yeah.
And they had moved them to the sidewalks, but no one picked them up. I guess like Public Works was going to come back the next day and pick them up. So we decided to fuck with people and we put them right on the main drag, right by the house we were staying at.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would just pull up to it and then just K-turn and leave and not go past it. And then. So we were, like, trying to see how many cars we can get to fucking turn around. And, like, this is a legit street that they could drive down. They just didn't understand.
Okay.
So we were up to, like, 40 or 50 cars, and all of a sudden a cop comes, and he gets out of his car, and he opens up the horses, probably thinking, no, they forgot to move these. So I put them to the side of the street, and he leaves. We run right back out and put them right back up. And then all of a sudden there's this car. We hear these girls scream at the top of the line, oh, my God! They slam on the brakes and just fucking crash right into the fucking horses.
What?
Yep. Like, smash their windshield, and then they just K-turn and left.
Oh.
What?
And then the cops came, and they were looking for people that were doing it.
Hmm.
I remember Mike, jumped through the window, and I don't know where the other Mike went, and all I can do since I was fat was just... Was just roll. We were sitting on like,
roll.
You know, like those lay down beach chairs for tanning.
Yeah.
Like I just rolled off of that onto the deck, and I just laid there like fucking as flat as I could without making a sound, praying the cop wouldn't come look for me.
We've had some fun in the past with the show My Strange Addiction.
Yes.
And I got another one here.
Oh yeah.
I didn't watch this yet, but there's a little clip that I want to do here. Yeah, let's check this out.
My name is Mark, I'm 20 years old, and I'm in a relationship with 15 inflatable animals.
What?
My inflatables are the funnest creatures I have to hang out with in my life. I'll eat with them.
All right,
this guy is in a relationship with inflatable animals. Basically, beach toys, or pool toys, rather.
This has got to be fake because, like, this is straight up.
I don't even want to watch it. Well, I'll be honest.
Gonna. That's too bad.
Well, the thing is why isn't he committed?
What?
Why don't the people watching this that can do it just commit him?
Because it's fake.
Yes.
Okay.
Watch TV together. Be fine. Find a show you like. If I bathe my inflatables, it's good. Sure.
Oh my
I do
God.
Take my inflatables
He's washing
Oh.
He's sleeping with a shark. He's rubbing a giraffe. When he purchased a whale for his pool. Since then, the 20-year-old college student has added 14 so animals to his collected these animals and even prefers them over people.
You know, but he even deflates them, apparently. I love is that they're soft, they're cuddly. The bigger they are, the better they are. Mm. Kind of means Chubby there's chaser. More to love. And it's really nice to have somebody to talk to.
Oh, it kissed him.
Sammy, you don't get any of my soda, okay?
When I first found out about Mark's inflatables,
this guy.
I thought that's strange, or having to be into something that's not really real.
This isn't real at all.
Yeah, this
Mark first turned to inflatables for love and affection when he was 14 years old.
This is total.
My
work.
Mother really wasn't there for me when I was a child.
There's a picture first of him in a little inflatable whale, too. That's where it all started.
All that love and compassion that I never got from my mother.
He's caressing this whale.
Yeah.
Now he's so dependent on his inflatables, he can't be separated from them. From
he probably fucks a little beer koozie on him.
More than a day.
I start missing them, and it's almost like if I'm going a little bit crazy.
You are crazy.
Once I go home, basically give him a hug, give him a kiss, spend like family time together.
Okay, we can talk more about you if we want.
Let's say every one of my inflatables has a different
he
personality.
He made them dinner.
A little density, don't you?
Yeah, he
some
just
like
has
different types of music, some different. Don't. Some like to just like, be lazy and sleep all day.
This, say they get along, he wouldn't be able to talk well. About this in this manner if it wasn't a
not,
work.
Not at all.
It's either, I mean, that or it's just an attention thing.
What do you think, Derek?
He's
I don't know.
There do you believe it?
Weird. There are some, I wouldn't be surprised. Hipper hipsters.
No, but seriously. That's
He said he would marry one of them. One of his favorite ones.
You know what's crazy? I don't know what's crazier, Matt. Help me out here.
God.
Is it crazier that this motherfucker likes these inflatables?
Or that you fucked Fievel?
That's not true.
Those are merely allegations.
And
allegedly.
And or that Derek thinks it might be real.
Okay. It's either one of two things. It's totally fake, and they've jumped the inflatable shark.
I like that.
Yeah. Or or they really are entertaining this, and this kid is just doing this for attention. It's not.
No.
You can tell by the way he talks about it that it's not real.
I don't think the kid's doing it for complete attention. I think that, what was that, TLC?
Mm-hmm.
I think TLC said, here's what you're doing. If you want to be a fucking SAG actor, this is where you get your start.
That's what my first thing was. The TLC jumped the shark, the inflatable shark.
Mm-hmm.
And they just put this on there just to see if they get people to watch it. It's definitely not real one way or another.
No, it's not at all. It's not at all because anybody with the power, any kind of doctor could just say, oh, well, you're going to fucking padded room, buddy.
No, they can't. That's
you're going into the inflatable room.
Why would they? If he's not hurting anybody. Like, because he likes to blow up animals and pretend they're real.
The fact that he kisses them and makes them dinner, that's a waste of fucking food.
Yeah, it is, but that's his prerogative.
That's hurting people that are starving.
You could buy $200 worth of groceries and throw them in your garbage. You have the right to do that. Or you can
that's
fuck a pool
toy.
That's
such a lefty liberal thing to say.
No, it's not. You always talk about freedom. You have the freedom to do whatever you want, whether this is real or not.
That's his pursuit of happiness is what you're trying to say.
He could do whatever he wants. As long as he's not having sex with them at a public pool.
Here's the thing.
Okay, I'm glad you added that because I'm sure he has if this is real.
I'm sure he does. And it's no different than having sex with an inflatable
and the way he looks, he probably stick his
or that piece of cardboard.
He could probably stick his little peen in the little fucking blowhole.
Yeah.
Little peen.
Peen.
Yeah. No, it's fake.
Oh, yeah, I'm with Matt. I'm with Matt.
One way or another, it's fake. He really is making people believe this. And he's doing it for attention, or it's TLC's fault.
It's all for fucking ratings. If I was obsessed with inflatables, first off, it wouldn't be a toy shark. It'd be a fucking inflatable with some big ass tits and a fucking built-in fucking fleshlight.
Built-in fleshlight.
Right? Am I right or wrong?
Have you ever known anyone with a blow-up doll?
Not. Seriously owning one.
Yeah, no, I've never actually met anyone that has a blow-up doll.
Have you ever heard anybody talk about anybody who ever had a blow-up doll?
I don't know if I've actually ever met anyone that had one.
I've known a couple people that bought them as gags, but that's
it. We know of a wrestler who used one in his gimmick.
Yes, that's true.
Lupus.
I don't know him.
Okay.
The disease?
Well, that's what his name is, yeah.
Oh, okay. Where are you going, Steve? He's had enough.
But yeah, no. Lupus used to bring a blow up doll with him to the ring, and he would pick his nose. That was his gimmick.
That was his gimmick.
Yeah.
Blow up doll, pick his nose.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Miss him. I can't think of any examples of like, oh, so and so had a blow up doll. You know.
I think if anybody does have them, I don't think they're going to advertise the fact that they do.
Yeah, but people find out about that stuff according to movies.
Yeah, according to Hollywood.
Yeah.
The liberal Jew-run Hollywood.
Why are you being redundant, Derek? I'm sorry, I'm stretching right now.
Okay.
Oh, fuck!
I knew a guy that had a blow-up sheep as a joke. Okay. But for all I knew, he might have fucked it.
Hmm.
Might have. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever really seen a blow-up doll?
Like in person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen.
They look ridiculous.
Yeah, they do.
Like awful.
Yeah.
As in, no.
Yeah, I know. But again, does it matter?
How
it's an inflatable person. There are some very lonely people, Derek.
But who looks at that and goes,
maybe
like,
it's practice?
Yeah, I don't know. Practice, you're going to blow it up.
And you have
literally,
sex with it.
Literally, like when you lay on top of it.
You have sex with it. It's practice.
And there's got to be a seam in that hole.
And?
From what I understand, those things are sharp.
Matt, are you saying you'd fuck a blow up doll?
Yeah, why not?
Are you really?
Because
I would not.
I remember, Steve.
Because I would not.
I remember when we lived in Philadelphia together, you and I, that you were on a mad hunt for a blow up doll.
Was I?
For the apartment. Yeah. You were.
I don't remember.
And I think you found it and it was too expensive, so you didn't buy it.
How much could it have been?
I have no idea. They probably jack them up.
A couple hundred?
Yeah, to make sure there's no seam in that little hole there where you stick your dinky.
No semen?
Yeah. Seam.
No, dinky. Actually, I would not bang a blow-up doll.
You wanted one for the apartment to put on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you didn't find one because I would not have wanted that. In my
it'd be great when mommy and pappy come over.
And then I remember you wanting the just the torso that they sell.
Oh, it's just like the vagina part.
Yeah, it's just like a vagina and ass.
You sit it on your lap.
Pelvis.
Yeah.
And it comes flat so you can put your dinner on it and then just get to work.
Nice.
You can sit there and eat your dinner.
Yeah. No, I would actually, you know what? Maybe when I was younger, I definitely would have, but now I wouldn't even bother with any of that shit.
Bother.
I was just saying while you were in the shitter that they look ridiculous, those blow up dolls.
All those things. I mean, even the fake poontangs and all that stuff, the rubber ones.
Yeah.
Like the ones that are like modeled after fucking porn stars and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all dumb.
Yeah.
There are definitely guys, and we know guys like it, who will get that stuff.
Yeah, because they can't get anything else living.
No, it's not just that.
They can't get anything with 98.6 degree temperature.
That's true. But there's also the obsession with the porn stars. It's just so...
Yeah,
it's so unhealthy and ridiculous.
I don't know
that
why,
they will
dude. Because there is not many. There's not really any hot porn stars.
You know what?
Because I don't know. Maybe because now that I'm older, I look at the fact that they are just blown out and banged out.
Sure, they are. There are more now than there were.
I remember somebody I worked with back in the day told me that they were with their friend at a bachelor party. They paid for some like hooker.
Yeah,
and. She's like Chinese or something, but apparently really good looking, nice body. But the guy, they were all listening like through the door while he was banging her, and it like took like an hour and a half. Cool. And the woman was screaming like, she was saying, "Are you done yet?" And they were all laughing, snickering because his response was, "I can't feel nothing." She was so fucking blown out.
Yeah,
like what's the point?
Now I bring up this picture here of the blow up doll because I've seen. I just brought up pictures of blow-up dolls, and that is the face that's on, I'd say, 50% of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that is, I would say, a standard.
See, for me now, blow-up dolls, the only useful part is maybe the mouth.
Not even.
Useful.
Looks horrible.
It just looks, it does look dumb. Like, that's
it's
not even creepy.
Matters what it looks like.
That's not even, that's just a blow-up Barbie doll.
It's an alien head, number one.
Like, it doesn't even have nipples.
No.
If I took a chick shirt off and there was no nipples just plain like that, I'd probably punch her in the throat.
This is what you get from not having nipples, bitch.
Good night.
Good night.
Look how skinny that weirdo is. They show the biggest nerd in the world holding it, too.
Of course.
But most people that buy them things are just lonely. you know?
Yeah.
I bet all of them.
Gotta be really lonely.
Plus
yeah. Boy says, the doll from Gino's movie.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What movie?
Yeah.
And do you have a copy of it?
Yeah, we gotta get that.
That we can distribute.
Mm-hmm.
We'll cut in Gino. But,
Yes, and Clutch says that blow-up doll has a bull dyke hairdo.
I remember, like, HBO, I don't know if they still do it. I don't have HBO, but they used to do, like, the real sex and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They showed one, like, legit, like, feeling skin. Like, not blow-up. It was, like, a doll. It was, like, a dummy.
Human dummy.
Yeah. Almost like the CPR dolls.
And those are expensive.
Oh, yeah. They're mad dough.
Mad dough.
Okay.
But, Like legit feeling skin and stuff like that. Maybe I would maybe flick a nip on down the road.
Flick a nip.
And bing, and then just walk away.
I think you do it a lot more than that. Depends on if you were alone or not.
Yeah, if they can twist a little bit, I twist them.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I don't think I'd bang them.
Yeah, that's real sex. Those things were just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were never. You were always like, "All right, let me see some of this."
And then they kill all like the entertainment value.
Yeah.
Well, then there was a one scene in particular that I remember when I was a young kid, man. I'm getting ready to scrap to.
Oh boy.
Yeah. There was these two chicks. Yeah. There was two chicks with nice ass fucking bombs.
Mm-hmm. Nice ass bombs. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. They were sitting in like a fucking lip shaped fucking like spa tub. Mm-hmm. And then like they're like playing with each other's tits. I was like, "Oh yeah!" And, like spit on my hands like. You know, like, and then they stand up and just like, these fucking big dicks just popped out from between their legs. It was fucking gross. I hate that they fucking pulled a swerve like that. God, that was such a fuck up.
I remember.
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah. No, I remember that.
Shyamalan.
And I remember the
Taxi Cab Confessions.
Oh, yeah.
Those actually, they would get me horny, actually. Like, they'd pick up the drunk bitch from the club, and she just, like, she wouldn't even notice that her tit's hanging out, and, like, the cab driver's looking in the rear view. And he's like, so, yeah, you're like, your tit's hanging out.
Taxi cab confessions.
And she'd be like, oh, my tit's hanging out? You want to see my puss?
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible, but it was horny as shit. And then, like, there would be, like, a guy, and a drunk guy and girl getting picked up from a pub or something, and, they get in the cab. The next thing you know, like the cab driver's like, so what are you guys doing tonight? And they're like, we're drinking. And all of a sudden you look and the chick's just like, just sucking his dude off.
That sounds like the same noise it makes when you're blowing Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. That's the only sound effects I can do.
Yeah, I remember going through channels and being like, oh, real sex is on. Yeah. And it's always just like, couples. Oh, all these guys like, go in the woods and get naked together. And
I never saw that.
Swing their dongs around. I remember.
No, they would do all kinds of bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. They were like a whole bunch of naked dudes. But,
or they would have like a sex therapist with like couples and like they're just these gross people that gross you don't want to see.
Or like the camera would scroll across the tits so fast you couldn't make the details out.
Exactly.
You need details as a man. Mm-hmm. You need to see like little sprouts of hair particles.
Sprouts of hair particles. The little dimply nipples.
Yeah. The little dimply nipple hair.
Yeah.
Nipply hair.
Yeah. I remember one where they showed these Mexican women painting dildos.
And eating chalupas.
They were like...
Or like making art.
No, they worked in a dildo factory and they were literally painting them.
Do you think any of them were literally sitting on one?
No. this just looked like it was their job and that was it. This is like this woman's like just holding up a dildo and she's like painting like to make the colors more realistic.
Do you think there was one that was like refused to paint black ones?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. I just want the pink and white.
Well, I have a good segue.
Oh boy.
There is a lawsuit in Michigan. A nurse is suing a hospital claiming that it agreed to a man's request that no African Americans care for his baby.
Okay.
The lawsuit accuses managers at Hurley Medical Center in Flint, Michigan, of reassigning Tanya Battle, who worked at the facility for 25 years based on the color of her skin. So basically, this guy came in and said, yeah, I don't want any black people touching my kid.
Gross vomit.
And
no
they
blacks.
Were like, yeah, exactly. It was
Steve
number one.
No blacks.
Gross vomit, no black. And they were just like, okay, whatever you want. And they told her, beat it.
Wow.
Yeah. They didn't fire her. They just said, don't touch the kid.
Yeah. Stay out of here today.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
See that pile of money over there?
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch them.
Wow.
And so now she's suing the hospital.
Yeah.
Of course.
I don't know. I think it's the hospital made more trouble for themselves than it's worth. Sure. They probably should have just told the guy to fucking beat it.
Mm.
You know, what are you going to do? Or just tell him, like, look, we really can't tell our nurse to not touch your baby. So you might want to go somewhere else. Matt?
I don't know.
You think he was completely justified in asking that, don't you?
That's a stupid request, but like...
What are you getting at, Matt?
I don't know. I think sometimes... Okay. They're discriminating against her at the request of a patient or the father.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, I guess it depends on how they bring it up. You know, if they were to come to her and said, hey, look, we know
this
is
wrong.
I'm
sure they didn't just say, hey, yo, Blackie. Fucking hit the bricks. I'm sure they broke
like,
it.
Like, he's right. She shouldn't be touching those children. No, like, no, obviously not. See, now this is where the whole lawsuit thing is. Because she'd be like, okay, yeah, sure. Oh, I'll do that. Yeah, no problem. Oh, guess what? Here's the papers. Yeah. Like, that's where I draw the line.
What if it was the other way around? What if it was like a hospital in fucking Harlem, if there even is one?
And there even is one. It's just a morgue in Harlem. Yeah.
It's just a morgue.
Oh, you fell down? Come here. Wait in line to be embalmed.
Hmm.
I'm not dead yet. You will be.
Okay.
That's infected. And let's say anywhere, not even a hospital, that you are one of the only white people in a primarily black situation. Mm-hmm. And somebody came up to you and said, listen, this guy here doesn't want any white people touching his baby food or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was two separate things, baby, food. You know, whatever the situation may be. Like, mm-hmm. What would you do? Would you be like, fuck that guy? Why are you even serving him? He should be gone.
I am a very realistic person.
Yeah.
And I would be like, okay.
Really?
Yep. Absolutely.
Customer's always
right.
It
doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you at all.
It doesn't bother me because I understand that people are different.
And because you're scared of black people.
Wow.
And you're just like, yes,
why are you
yes,
terrified
sir.
Of black people?
What?
Why are you terrified of black people?
I'm not.
I think you would have just yelled, I didn't want to touch that little N baby anyway.
Yeah. No, I'd be like, baby. Okay. I'll be like, that's his choice. There's plenty of other people on right now. You know?
So I'm going to go get some Wendy's and go home then. See you later.
All right. Take day off.
Yeah.
So
how about I'll take a day off? No, you got to. No, either I take a day off or sue you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy your day. Here's lunch on us.
Yeah. Now, and again, this guy said any black people, right?
He just didn't want African Americans involved in his baby's care.
So he totally racist, totally bullshit.
Yeah. This is in Michigan. It's not like it was in the deep south or anything.
Yeah, no, you're
crazy.
In a highly populated African American area.
Yeah, it was in Flint, Michigan.
Highly populated Arabic.
Well, you know better than us.
I'm just saying that it is.
I'm agreeing. That's fine. First off,
is he white?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is he a white guy? Or is he an Arab?
Did they have a name?
I'm trying to look here.
Mike Darucci.
John Smith.
Leo Miglerisi.
The man approached Battle while she was caring for his child to the hospital. He asked to speak to her supervisor.
Muhammad.
So the guy saw her.
Yeah.
They just keep referring to him as the man.
I think he's retarded.
So I don't think that...
that fucking white guy should be sued and he should be beat up.
So basically he saw this nurse...
No, you see, you can't sue someone based on racial prejudice. Like, you can't just sue somebody for having feelings. Now, the thing is, like...
I like that name, by the way. Rachel Prejudice. Rachel Prejudice.
That would be a great roller derby name.
Yes.
Yes.
Rachel Prejudice.
It would be. You're right. No, I see what you're saying. I see exactly what you're saying.
You,
but I think the guy's wrong.
It
should get his ass kicked.
Yeah, no, it's...
Rachel discrimination.
I think that all the fucking the African American janitors of this hospital should take that guy out back and beat the shit out of him.
No, you see, that is exactly the wrong response.
No, that's right.
No, it's precisely the wrong response.
Man, damn the man, brother.
he
just knows.
There are
well, and to make it worse, The man, who is not being named, allegedly showed her a tattoo that may have been a swastika of some
perhaps.
Kind.
Well, that see, now, that, see, now you're getting
see,
into some
now,
serious
now
shit.
Now, yeah. You're, now he's overstepping.
Yeah, he should be yeah. fucking now slaughtered.
So he basically did the fucking American History
American
X.
American History X.
Yeah, this means not welcome.
Exactly, exactly.
Put beat your it. Fucking
now,
mouth on the curb.
Yes. Now he's making her uncomfortable.
Drop the kid or bite the curb. You got a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Singling her out, making her uncomfortable. Now there's a problem. Now they have grounds to, you know,
beat the shit out of the baby,
or say like, look, you gotta go. You gotta
before
go someplace
grows
else.
To be a racist.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta go somewhere
but instead,
else.
Instead, the hospital told her to mm-hmm. fucking, you know,
beat it.
Take it easy. Go home. Mm-hmm. And they put a note on the child's chart saying, "Please, no African American nurses to care for the baby per dad's request."
Now that's another story.
See, I think this whole situation is fucked up. I think the white guy's...
He put them... Well, we don't know if he's white.
I think the white... Well, let's just assume he's white. He's got a swastika. There's not too many
fucking Asian guy with a swastika on him.
Never know. But
I do. He's white. <don't>
but the thing... Okay, he's white.
Don't
he's
we know a black guy with a slave tattoo?
No.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway, like I'm saying, this white guy's a piece of shit racist.
Okay.
He should get his ass kicked. Mm-hmm. The baby should be speared. No.
By
no.
Goldberg.
No, he should get his ass kicked. And I don't know. Suing is ridiculous. Okay.
No, the suing is ridiculous.
The suing is ridiculous. But he should get his ass kicked. He should be able to get maybe pelted with rocks or something.
No, that's totally, totally wrong way to go about things.
Well, that'll never happen.
Look, if you're in a hospital, you're getting legit people to take care of your baby. You're not getting just some scrub bum off the street.
You don't always know that. But
come on.
But the bottom line is if he just, you know, went up to somebody and like, look.
It's a fucking.
I'm going to level with you. I'm a racist piece of shit. And I don't. And,
no, you're talking
about. Can do a favor for me, but no, he like overstepped that.
Do me a favor. And, get fucking Donkey Kong away from my kid, all right?
And they overstepped it by, you know, putting the note down and everything. Like, that's pushing it.
No,
there
like
are
I said,
certain
though,
amount
when
of.
When you're working in a hospital and you're in the nursery, you're not just any geek off the streets.
I got you there. But it's not necessarily true. There are people who slip through the cracks and don't belong there.
Yeah.
But
this woman had been there for 25 years.
But that's not the point here. She's perfectly
capable. She probably
perfectly handled capable.
Quite a bit of white babies.
Shushed him. Mm-hmm.
Perfectly
well. She just, I don't know their anatomy.
Racism needs to end. It's fucking disgusting.
Well, he put the hospital in a really bad situation there.
Well, the hospital, at that point, should have just said, listen, you need to go. You need to go somewhere
you
else.
You got to go somewhere else.
Like, we'll take care of the baby tonight, but tomorrow you need to leave. Or
tomorrow you
like
need
that.
To find another hospital.
Yeah. You got
to
go
we will care for the baby until you...
Squeaky white hospital
if,
in
yeah.
Lansing
if you
want
to transport
like
it to a fucking KKK compound, it's up to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He put them in a really bad situation, and they handled it poorly.
I think they handled it as best they could, though.
I don't think so. They put a note on the baby's chart saying no blackies.
The guy caused a big problem, but I think they handled it the best way they could. Come on. You think just because they put the note there that they didn't, like, well, no one was looking? I guarantee you that one nurse whipped out her fucking big black titty and let that fucking baby suck on that shit. She's like, here you go, motherfucker. You race trading little baby.
How you like this? It's just like behind the glass.
How you like this?
She's
Hershey.
Like, no! She's like, how you like this?
How you like this? Hershey kiss.
How you like me? Hershey kiss.
You were going to have chocolate finer than this.
Yeah.
In your entire life.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of chocolate nips, I want to flick one time.
Just one time.
Yeah, a chocolate nip.
Now,
time.
If I was in a situation where I was one of the only white people available to do something, and somebody of any other ethnicity was just like, look, I don't want any white people doing anything because I don't trust them.
You'd paint yourself black.
Yeah.
You'd get a starter jacket.
And if I knew there were other people capable of performing my job, I would not make a big deal out of it because this is what happens. It's not worth suing anyone over. It's not worth it.
This woman's going to get a lot of money.
What do you think about that piece of shit guy?
And she shouldn't, though. That's the thing. She shouldn't. She's not entitled to money over something like this.
She's entitled to be treated with respect because she's a nurse.
Yes. She's a human being. We all smile in the same language, Matthew. Sure.
Yes. We all bleed red.
But it wasn't like was she docked pay, you know, or anything
doesn't
like that?
Doesn't matter.
No, it does matter because
the hospital should have came out and said, like I said, we'll take care of your kid until you find somewhere else to go, but you need to find somewhere
else. But tomorrow morning, you'll find your baby on the street.
Exactly.
Very difficult. Very difficult situation here. Yeah. So she was the woman was there ready to, what was the situation now again?
He saw the woman caring for a child, and he walked in there and asked to see her boss.
If anything happened to the child in the meantime because of this, would have been much, much worse situation.
No, they did. They were heating up coat hangers and then giving it giving it the tattoos that they got.
What I'm saying is that there's you have to like draw the line. Like, this guy is stupid. He's at fault. If anybody's going to have any kind of legal repercussions, it should be him.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying the whole time. Yeah,
it should be him.
He should be
But
sued.
Not the hospital. She's not entitled to money over something like this. It's
wow, and this went on for a month.
A month?
For more than a month, no African-American nurses were assigned to care of the child.
And what was wrong with the child?
I don't know. I guess something, because he was in there for a month.
He was white.
And how old?
A month.
I'm assuming this is newborn, right?
Just newborn till...
Until a month.
Oh, you know what? It doesn't say.
That's why I'm saying it's confusing. It is a confusing topic. Like, if like, there's a mother like in the process of giving birth, and this asshole's just like, "Oh, I don't know, fucking Blackie's taking care of this baby after it pops out." You know, if
see,
that happens,
I'm sitting here thinking it's a newborn child.
That's
but it
what
may
I'm
not
thinking.
Be.
I'm assuming it's a newborn.
That's what I assume, specify. But it doesn't really. Yeah, that's why it's a little confusing. But again, what I'm saying is, if anything happened to the child in the process of transferring them or anything like that, then the hospital would still be at fault. So this is like a lesser risk in that situation.
But here's the thing. They have insurance for that. They don't have insurance.
Wait,
what? What? If something happens to somebody?
Insurance for what?
If something happens to the kid, you're saying, right?
Yeah. Insurance for what?
If something happens...
Insurance for what?
They'll
for
send the nurse back to Africa, duh.
But who's dying if you ask like your staff to just do us a favor?
Nobody, but they're going to get fucked by that woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only if she makes a big deal out of it.
Which she is.
Yeah. And that's what I'm getting at. There's just the chance of her... Like, if something happened to the baby, no matter what, they're in deep shit, right? But here's their other option is, if she's going to keep quiet about it, you know, there's less risk involved there. But it's like, this is an example of somebody just being like, oh, racism still exists in America today. I got news for him. Racism exists in a much, much more serious capacity everywhere else on the planet than it does in America. And... it's such a juvenile situation made even worse by the result, and that's like it is unnecessary.
Yeah, but the beginning result
to punish financially to punish a hospital over this situation.
No, but Matt, what you're missing though is the guy was absolutely being racist.
Yeah. Oh no, I agree.
So she's got a legit gripe. She's not taking advantage of a situation. She was that was legit.
But why
racism.
Is she entitled to money?
All I'm saying is I hope within the next few days that one of those do you like if you think this is okay, comment if you don't picture shows up and it's just her black tits smothering his white baby's face.
Yes. And I'll like it.
Like if you think it's okay.
I love it. Yeah. No, I just I feel that the guy put everybody in a really bad situation by letting his personal beliefs
well, Matt,
get in the way.
And also, I see where you're going. I'm not going to deny the fact that there is black people out there that
there
will
are.
Refuse to drink white milk. Like, they will only drink chocolate milk.
Not even getting into that, because that's not even...
But it's true, though. I see what you're saying, though.
There are places on this earth where people would be killed if they didn't agree to a situation like that. You know, it's like, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, it's like...
I guess her argument is that we are not in those places. We are in the United States of America where that doesn't happen.
Yes, thank you,
and
Derek.
And it shouldn't happen.
Thank you, Derek.
Oh, he's just asking, though.
Yeah. I want to get on to this
guy would
here.
He do? What would he do if somebody did?
Probably curb stomped the motherfucker.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. If he's maybe, showing... Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if he had a swastika tattoo...
Maybe show back up with an AR-15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
like
never know.
AR-15. Which brings me to another point of this, is like, if they just said, nah, buddy, fuck you, anybody can handle your baby, this is the United States of America, you know, but this went on for a month.
Yeah.
So that means, like, people did go along with it, and then we're like, you know what, this is ridiculous. And now all of a sudden, money's involved.
Well, no, I'm sure the woman right away did something. You don't just sue somebody overnight. Like, I'm sure she went right to a fucking lawyer. She probably went to a lawyer, kept her mouth shut, and it kept going.
That whole thing would get shut down pretty quick if she said something.
The whole hospital?
If she went to a lawyer.
No, the whole situation.
If she went to a lawyer and told the lawyer, I'm not allowed to touch this white kid. And I'm still,
even if it's one day,
and I'm still not allowed to touch him right now.
Yeah,
they would just be like, you know what? Write it out. See how long it lasts. Because the longer it lasts, the better your case is.
Yeah.
So if this kid was there for a month, then all of a sudden lawyer's going to show up.
Because if it's only
one
day, then this white guy can just make up an excuse. Like, I just seen her being violent.
Then it was just an incident. But if they keep her away from somebody for a month,
they just need
she's
proof.
Got a fucking case.
But
that
is
proof. They got the fucking note
saying,
and
like,
everything.
Yeah. Well, when did the note appear?
And then they probably got video footage of the baby crying and the woman just saying, "I can't do nothing.
I don't know what to do. Yeah. I can't touch him."
But that's what I'm getting at is like, what would this guy do if they did allow an African American?
Probably go in there and make a huge fucking scene.
Yeah, hurt somebody.
Okay. And then
maybe
club the nurse over the head with the baby.
Beat her with the baby.
But like what I'm getting at is they could have just said, no, that's absolutely ridiculous. And if you made a huge scene, you call the police and get him out of there
and shoot him.
And that's it.
And their whole thing is going to be like, we were just trying to care for this child who doesn't know any better. So it's like we were doing whatever we can to make sure the child gets the care that it needs.
So, but do you see what I'm getting at is like how much easier it would be if they were just like, you know, let's just fucking deal with this idiot, get him out of here, and that's it.
I think his parents.
Well, that's what they did.
I think. Well, no, now the hospital is being sued.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like it's stupid. It's just stupid. Just
it's
like
a
lose
situation.
Yeah, exactly. So you see, bad situation.
Which is
because
why
this guy
goes back to what you said before. They should have said to the guy, "Look, you're putting us in a bad situation.
Yeah.
I cannot tell my nurse she's not allowed to touch your kid.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that."
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like something very serious happened in order for them to go so far as to say.
So what you're saying is something probably happened enough to the extent where this guy had to say, "I don't want black
where
people touching
my where." Baby. Where this guy would not be allowed in
the
hospital.
So you don't think it was like an impurity situation?
No. I really think that there had to be some kind of issue to get them to go along with that. I don't see a hospital, especially not with a 25-year employee. You know, they at least got to know her on a personality level, whether or not she's going to...
So you're saying
maybe
like behind the scenes kind of like gave her kind of maybe like a little reference, a lip?
Maybe.
A little bit of like, you bunch of white motherfuckers. And then the guy's like, I don't want her. She's black.
Nah, not like that. No, not coming
kid.
From that
I
direction.
I want my kid. I'm going back to the sticks.
No, not coming from the other direction. Absolutely not. I just think that there's like that's a frivolous lawsuit. You know, like it's the racism thing. It's not stemming from the hospital. It's because of the guy. Like, the guy should be the one that's targeted here and not the hospital. But she's not going to get millions of dollars from the guy, so she's going to go to the hospital. It's, like I said, it's such a like a PR situation almost, where I really think that there was reason for them to believe that there would be a problem, like a real physical dangerous problem, if they didn't go along with what this guy said.
I think we should just follow, the aristocrats should just follow the story.
Yeah, we need to get some updates on it.
And see if during, you know, the work week... If this woman has an accident at work,
yeah,
and no longer can move her limbs and her jaw. Yeah. So what's up with this wiener on the TV?
Is this the guy that did it?
Hang on, no, this is a different guy.
He looks like Heinrich Himmler.
Is he racist?
He's definitely Republican, right, Derek?
He looks like a Republican.
He's
looks
got
like
a red
Ric Flair,
tie, brother.
Well, let me tell you what this guy did.
Uh oh, can we guess?
It involves an airplane.
Can we guess?
Yeah, sure.
Was he involved in the World Trade Center?
No. This was recently.
Is that your guess?
This was just the other day.
Take a guess, man. What did he do?
2 days ago this happened.
Something involving a plane?
Yeah.
He ran around with his wiener swinging around down the aisleway.
Good guess, but no. Steve, what do you think this guy did on an airplane?
I think
that got the FBI involved.
Okay. Oh. All right. This is a legit guess. I have no idea why this is on my screen.
Okay.
But I'm going to say he kicked a black kid in the face.
Kicked a black kid in the face. Steve is a little closer than I'd like to admit.
Oh.
After demanding that the mother of a crying toddler, and I'm going to read a quote here, shut that nigger baby up.
Yeah. Oh my God. What? What?
A male passenger, this gentleman right here, allegedly slapped the 19-month-old across the face as the flight prepared to land in Atlanta last Friday evening.
Oh, my God.
Dude, racism is dead.
Joe Ricky Hundley, 60 years young, has been charged with simple assault.
Oh, my God.
He's the president of an aircraft parts manufacturer headquartered in Hayden, Idaho.
Hayden, Idaho.
He definitely is a Klansman.
Well, he's Hayden.
In an interview, he denied striking the toddler or using the racial slur.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Though he did acknowledge that he asked the mother to quiet the child.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Would you kindly quiet your nigger baby?
Before I repeatedly crack its skull with my backhand.
Would you kindly put that nigger baby on the curb so I can kick it?
I don't let your kind touch my baby in the hospital. I'm not going to let him cry on a plane.
Well,
I'm just trying to fly my white baby back to
he
Idaho.
Was traveling to Atlanta to visit a hospitalized relative. He described himself as distraught mm-hmm. on the flight, during which he said he consumed a single alcoholic drink.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy's got that'd be what?
A sleeve. Single malt whiskey?
Yeah. A whole bottle. Oh, my goodness. Yes, he was trying to get her son to stop crying, but he continued.
I don't think hitting the baby is going to help stop it from crying, by the way.
I don't understand that.
Maybe choking it with your tie is one thing. But slapping it? No.
He slapped the baby with an open hand, which caused the juvenile victim to scream even louder.
Is this Dr. D? David Schultz?
Dude, how did nobody...
That's an open hand slap. Is that real enough for you?
The slap caused a scratch below the child's right eye. Mm-hmm. Oh, so they've got fucking evidence on
damn.
This guy.
Damn.
I hope he goes to jail, motherfucker. Him, not you.
All right, now come on, guys. I mean, really, wouldn't you do the same thing?
Yeah. If it was loud enough.
I wish the camera was on you so you could see your sarcastic smile. People might think you're being serious. I think this guy's a piece of shit.
Well, all right, these are allegations still, right?
Yeah, but Bennett, who's Bennett?
Listen, Tony I don't Bennett? Care if it's a red, white, or yellow baby.
Seated. Oh,
this guy's a piece of shit. For
the woman, there's a woman, Jessica Bennett, who was next to the guy.
Yeah.
Who told the story about this? She told the TSG, the smoking gun, which is what this is from.
Mm-hmm.
She believed Hundley was intoxicated when he boarded the plane.
Wow.
That he reeked of alcohol and he was stumbling around wasted.
So he doesn't remember the story very
and
well.
And that he drank several double vodkas during the 2-hour flight.
Double.
And complained to her. Complained to her that her adopted son, seen left, who was black, was too big to be a lap baby.
Oh my God.
Huh. So he was just fucking wreaking havoc on this plane.
Now my thing is, why didn't anybody beat the shit out of him? Why didn't the parent or parents?
We're so fucking afraid now.
I ask you again, what is up with this response of just, like, beating people up?
Me?
Yeah.
All right, first off, maybe it's because you don't have children. But if I was on a flight and I'm all mm-hmm. like, la, 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 and even my kids are being a little disruptive, if somebody struck my kid,
mm-hmm.
that person would be dead or severely mm-hmm. beating. Maybe it comes down to the fact that you don't have children that...
Yeah, but do you know that you get in trouble for that?
No, I understand
like,
that.
Like, that's the thing.
I
like,
understand that. But you can't just sit... Oh, if someone strikes your kid, you're not just going to sit there and go, oh, well, you're
no,
going to
no,
get
no,
in
no,
trouble,
no, you're not going to do nothing about it.
No, I'm going to choke the guy till unconsciousness.
And this guy was arrested in 2007 for beating his girlfriend with a corkscrew.
Yeah. What?
So this guy's already got a violent streak on him.
He kind of reminds me of
he looks one
of
like the Data.
He kind of does look like Brent
now,
Spiner.
Yeah, with the white hair. No,
there was a general manager we had at Pathmark back in the day who was also known for doing random violent things. yeah, like he choked out like a bakery, like a someone who worked in the bakery once with like a metal object. Like wow. He like held him up against the wall and like flipped out on him.
I'm going to put Brent Spiner up here. come on.
No.
A little bit.
That's worse than my Harry and Henderson.
There's probably a better picture out there.
There definitely is. Yeah no, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, he's just an old racist fuck. And, yeah.
From way back.
Slapping a 19... That's, I don't care what color the kid that's is. China just scared the shit out of me.
Again?
I fucking...
yeah.
Look.
One of our friends gave us this China cutout, and every once in a while, I turn around and I see her standing there, and it scares the living shit out of me.
Look, you know, I should get a picture of China's head and put it on the screen with you, so it goes right on top of.
That's why I said before. That's why I said before
on the screen so that it lines up.
Black
so
white
face on your screen.
Black white yeah. or yellow, baby. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. if somebody struck my kid, they would be severely beaten.
Okay,
I go for anybody in my family, mm-hmm. really, or friends. I'm not down with that kind of shit.
Yeah, no, it's a big mistake to do something like that. But, I don't know how much I buy it yet. Let's find out.
What is this?
What happened?
This meme with this little baby.
Uh huh.
You know the baby with the one like might be my girlfriend. I mm-hmm. you know I left a D out. Mm-hmm. It says I will deprive you of sex all night with my crying. And then suck on your wife's tits in the morning.
Yeah. Lost Boys NJ sent us a picture of Vince and Shane McMahon in their new look.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Look at that. I wonder how Shane feels knowing that his hair is worse than his father's.
What's wrong with what happened to him?
I don't know.
He got fat.
He looks like that guy that slapped the baby.
He got old.
Let me change the color on him.
But he doesn't just look...
Can you zoom in at all? Or is it going to ruin it?
I can zoom in a little bit.
He doesn't just look gray. Like, being gray would be one thing, but now he looks like Albert Einstein. He's like...
Yeah, he's got, like, a crazy hair.
No, you know what? Yeah, you know
Vince
what?
Crazy looks, salt Vince looks
I
great.
I guess he'd still look young if he dyed his hair dark and got rid of his hard nip.
It's hard nip!
Yeah, put some fucking...
His stray nip. Bet you he slapped a few babies.
What, this is like a New York Nick fucking worker right there.
Something.
Vince is awesome.
Hmm.
He has bulging shoulders. Look at that.
He really does.
He's probably got some padding in there.
There's probably no pads in there.
He has zero.
His padding's
he still
has
all zero
in
the waste.
Water in his biceps.
You know Vince is still tested out to the max.
You know he is. It's like a level. He's got to be like coming up like a 12 on the testosterone scale.
God. He's big. Oh, it's just about that time.
Oh,
that was perfect timing.
Shane McMahon there. Shane and Vinnie Mac.
Gray and McMahon.
Oh, that's it. Enjoy your Thursday. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. on CWERadio.com.
We'll be slapping babies.
Yeah, slapping babies and taking names.
Can't wait till we have Kevy back.
Kev will be back this Sunday. A week from Sunday.
Week from last Sunday.
Yeah, and be sure to go to aristocratsradio.com or wearecrats.com. Brings you to the same place. I hope I'm not ruining anything. We have everything there. We have the links to our Twitter, our Facebook, our YouTube. You can watch the videos. If you got an iDevice of some kind,
iRobot,
subscribe to the podcast. It will download automatically every Monday and Thursday. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys. You guys have anything to plug or any shows coming up? Anything going on?
No. I just want to see some nips.
All right. We're going to go look at some nips. We'll see you later.
Peace.